Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash. Normally, we're here trading secrets like they're dirty, dirty little pieces of gossip, but today we have a special episode. We are here doing a little bit of improv. I honestly don't know what we're doing yet, but Shem is like, I'll set it up, so it'll be fine. It's a little surprise for us. We have a friend of the pod here. You've heard him before. Harsha, how you doing, bud?
It's true. I'm back through unpopular demand.
Disagree. Popular demand.
No, popular demand, sir.
Who else have we got? Do you want to introduce everyone?
Oh. I was like, is someone else new here?
Surprise.
Let's do our traditional thing. My name's Rachel, and today I... I'm at a loss for words. Okay. Shem, you want to hit the little flag button? My name is Rachel, and the number one, I shouldn't say number one because it's going to make me seem shallow. The most material thing on my holiday wish list this year was a weighted blanket with the specification, the heaviest blanket you can get. I want to feel like I'm trapped under a car.
Chloe, my dad was killed by a car. He was run over. He said, I want to.
Famously was not.
No, he wasn't at all.
but did you question it for a second? For even a second?
No, but I did question the time of year that your dad died.
Quite frankly, so do I. And I have the date tattooed on my body for that exact reason. How cool did I have the date of my dad's death on my body?
I'm Lindsay, and thinking about blankets, my mom recently got given this a blanket you can wear for her birthday, but it looks sort of like the same material in her words as a Yeti, and it's really big and heavy, and her friend gave it to her, so now she wanders around the house and posed for a series of photos pretending she's a Yeti. Because the thing is so big and she looks really cute and is all like, rah, I'm a Yeti.
See, when you said Yeti, I imagined like a stuffed animal Yeti.
Oh, no, like a Sasquatch.
Okay. So it's like hairy? Wild.
Oh, it's hairy and huge. Okay.
I imagined a USB microphone. Like I
Stop! Of course you did.
You're like,
I'm a hot beverage drink cup. Yeti becoming its own things. No longer in the wilds.
If we're saying non-Yeti things, I pictured a big, giant cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's another Yeti.
Another Yeti.
How could I for Yeti?
Oh, no.
No, Shem is eating this up like a plate of spaghetti.
Wow, the best is Yeti to come. All right. Yes! Hi, my name is Shem. I truly, my mind is gone. I don't know if I said this, but I got a message from my father on Facebook. Chloe's like looking at me like, I wish I got a message from my
father. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what I would do.
same. Well, I got a message from my father saying, oh my God, I love your video. It's very funny. And that's how I knew my father's Facebook account had been hacked. And I had to
stop.
It was literally just in the group thread with all these relatives. And he suddenly posted oh, this is really funny. And it's like, oh wow, Dad, I think your Facebook account has been hacked. And then he left the group and then joined again, said the same thing. And I had to text him and said, Dad, I think someone's hacked your Facebook. And it's like, okay, I've changed the password. He's like, no, it's a root level access problem. Like if they can do this, you just forget it. Like your Facebook access is over. And then he said some other stuff. I left him on read, but that's me.
As mentioned previously, my name's Harsha, and
on previous episodes,
yes, and in
I
life,
said,
in,
I said it today.
In life, I have introduced myself as Harsha before. I didn't mean to brag, but was going to go watch a movie this evening, And then I said, no, I can spend time with people and not watch a movie. How exciting.
What movie were you going to see?
I was going to watch Come On, Come On, which I'm told is very good.
Right? I still want to see that.
What is that one about?
It's Joaquin Phoenix and a young lad playing his son.
Oh, okay. I know the previews.
Mm-hmm. Mike Mills?
Huh?
The director's Mike Mills, but not Mills from R.E.M. A different Mike Mills. There's a band called R.E.M.
I know what REM is.
I don't know.
I didn't know who Mike Mills was in REM, but
you gave me your young face.
I know. I'm sorry, it's all of the young skin. Oh my god, I don't know.
Young skin. I mean, oh, there's 9:15. We could catch it at the MCM Part 25.
Well, maybe.
That's what my dad maybe. Said too.
It was rushing to see Mike Mills beginning.
Yeah.
A movie about dads. Right, yes. So I thought it would be nice if we all did like a quick little bit of improvised comedy, just because we won't get a chance to for the rest of the year, I'm guessing. And then also someone emailed in a question to the cast.
An email?
You know, it came to me as an email. It was a question on Spotify on the community tab. But I was emailed.
Love that even more. We love UI on Spotify sending emails, baby.
So it was a question to the team. Okay. Do you have a Ring of Keys moments as kids? Or did you have Ring of Keys moments as kids?
I think.
And then there's an asterisk. And there's like, who was your earliest gender expression possibility model? And then the asterisk is from Fun Home Musical. Queer kid sees adult butch woman for first time and heart bursts in song. Yes.
I was like, I think I'm the only one who knows this reference.
No,
do you know it?
Okay. I know it. I haven't seen it.
Okay, because I was looking at you and I didn't see the spark in your eyes.
Someone.
I didn't see the sparkle.
The spark is gone. No. a friend in acting class explained it to me because I think he'd been, I don't know, he'd either seen like a drag show recently, which had some of the shows, but was explaining the premise to me. But if you were going to recap, you're better to recap it than myself.
Well, it's a true story. It's a woman who is a cartoonist actually wrote an illustrated novel, a graphic novel, that's what they call it, about her life, and they turned it into a play called Fun Home. But it's her experience of coming out, and as she comes out, her dad comes out, but only comes out to her, and it's literally in the first few lines of the play, so I'm not spoiling
it. You're not spoiling
it. But he basically kills himself because he hates the fact that he's gay, and his daughter is able to do it in such a different way than he's lived his life. So it's a lot of her, like, guilt around that moment and regretting, like, what she, like, didn't say. But there's a moment when she's a little girl, the family owns a funeral home, which mm-hmm. I think is why it's called Fun Home. A delivery person comes in with a ring of keys on their hips. And she's like, it's that moment of like, I want to be you. No, I want to be with you. She like says a line in the song that's like, you're beautiful. No, you're handsome. It's really wonderful. It's
I have
a great
the book.
Song.
I haven't read it yet.
Yeah. Oh, you should read it. Also listen to this song. It's great.
And it's by Alison Bechdel, which is...
Bechdel, yeah.
Yeah, Bechdel.
Yeah. The Bechdel Family Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it, and then at some point a scene. But also, I just thought it was like a fun, interesting thing to like talk about because you would expect... I expected what just happened to happen.
I love it.
I'm literally just shocked that Chloe didn't when you mentioned she came out as gay and then her father killed herself.
I know.
I got a whole episode. Let's hold on to this one.
Chloe's
throwing their graphic novel out the window right now. I'm like, God damn it.
It was my fucking pilot. I almost delivered that line exclusively to Chloe, but I felt like that was attacking.
I'm sure Chloe was on their phone at the time. It was like, oh, we're safe.
Oh, no, I was looking up exactly what a Ring of Keys moment was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I know what this is.
As I was explaining
but
it.
But I was like, I think I... So, I was like, I wanted to...
Sorry, just
it.
For an idiot's clarity, the Ring of Keys moment is when you see someone and you, like, you don't understand it or you're trying to, like, rationalize like yourself in a world that is
I think
strange
it's
or different.
Oh yeah, I think it's a combination of seeing yourself and also like realizing your attraction in some way. Because she in that moment wasn't like, I wanna fuck this older lady. Sure. She just was like, wow, you are, there's just something so cool about you and I don't know what it is. Does someone else want to go first?
I can answer.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies.
It looks true. But I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I know material. I haven't seen it.
I know Jamie.
Wait, you haven't seen True Lies? Come on.
And if somebody hadn't seen it, what would you say it's about?
About True Lies.
This is the one.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis. And Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a spy, but he pretends to not be a spy. And it's just a married couple lying to each other, but like, okay. It's fun spy games. It's like a That's James Jamie. Cameron movie from the 90s. It is surprisingly
it's
fun.
Really
Jamie
fun.
Curtis is amazing in it.
Yeah. I saw it when I was little, which feels funny.
I watched it at a sleepover.
Okay, yeah.
Like, we only watched action or horror movies at sleepovers.
That's so funny.
Was it Jamie Lee Curtis? Which Jamie Lee Curtis moment, or just the whole of Jamie Lee Curtis in that movie?
I think it kicked in the dance, and then everything else after that.
Can you describe the dance?
Well, I didn't want to spoil it for Chloe.
Oh, it's okay. It's
yeah,
okay.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to add more details, but I think Chloe, you just got to watch it. Maybe we'll get Chloe to watch it, and then we'll do a little pod once Chloe's watched it.
Oh, that's fine.
Chloe will remember.
I was like, come on, give it to me.
Wait, I love that. Was it like a movie that you would like go back and watch a lot? Was it, or you just were like, dang, this is
not cool. The time. I remember that thing of like, oh, I don't want to, like, because it's at a moment where she's like trying to impress him. And I was like, oh, I don't want to impress him. I like her.
I would always think that I would be like, why would I like imagine myself dancing with someone? Am I the guy? We didn't know.
And I think then there was like a more real life moment was like my friend's girl guide troop didn't have enough guides. This was when I was like 15 or 16 and they were like, can we borrow you? I was like, sure. And there was a guy, like, she was a similar age to me, like, we were 15, 16, and we were singing Beatles songs, and my voice kept cracking. I was like, why am I so embarrassed that I can't sing nicely in front of this girl? And then I was like, oh. It's not just that I'm a huge Beatles fan, I'm mad at myself on that front. Or was it? Maybe it was.
Sing it again for me. Lynn, sing it again for me. Sing it really nice, like how you sing it.
Are we not improvising? No, I was going into a scene.
Yeah, I knew what was happening, but he was
waiting. I know what else. You've been giggling.
You've been doing the voice all evening. I thought it was just a funny.
No, I was turning into a...
After you said, pause. Lins. And I was like, yep, she's doing the scene, okay.
Lins, do it
I'm
again.
So sorry, someone else should play me.
Lins, do it again.
Lins, do a little scene with Rachel.
Yeah.
Lins, do a little scene with Rachel, go on.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I never meant you no harm.
Lins, Lins, I think there's something terribly wrong with you.
I think I've just got a bit of a cough.
That's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, well.
Why am I only looking at Shed? I can't. I'm just like, am I doing okay? Am I doing it? I like can't stop breaking eye contact with
How Ken. Successful is this British?
Do me first. Do me first.
Is that okay? Was it bad?
No, I said, I'm good. I got myself good because I said, give me feedback, daddy.
Okay.
It was good. It was good. It
sorry that
was.
Wasn't a full scene. You know,
I'm sorry. I just got caught. I forgot. It was fun.
No, it's okay. It's
I'll
okay.
be ready next time.
No, you did a really good job.
I feel like that was a good accent.
Thank you so much.
I'm not just saying.
Listeners, call in and let us know. Did we do okay?
Do you now understand the concept of
I understand the concept. I Yeah, I understand the concept.
I feel like it's like a harsh. It's like, I'm straight. How do I do this?
I'm not going to be the person who then says, oh, I had a crush on a girl when I was 8 years old.
No, you can't say that.
But you used to chat to people like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I do want to know.
And
who
you wonder.
Your crush
and
was.
You wonder why I haven't had success.
I want to know who your crush was. You don't have to share it if it's personal. But I want to know who you.
It probably is personal, giving us a crush.
Yeah. I also. I remember what she looked like. I don't remember what her name was.
Okay.
Typical.
You're only going in there for the snog. Sorry, Harsh and I were just talking about how we both watch Love Island.
Oh, that I can wax lyrical on with without having to worry about my words.
Yes. So watching an episode of Love Island.
Timberjack,
come over here, Timberjack. I want to snog you on your face and then we can carry this big old piece of wood together.
All right, Crystal, I'm coming over there.
Okay, let's lift it up on three, but remember the rules of this challenge. We're only allowed to use your penis and my titties to lift it up. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
The contestants are now lifting the wood as they move across. This is the 7th challenge this week, and one of them faces elimination.
I've got a splinter in me dick.
Oh, I've got splinters bad. In my nipples, but it's okay. I like it that way. Ooh. Ooh.
Honestly, I thought Chloe was doing a great job while she was doing that. You know, it was all I was watching all that, and I was like, my blimey, might need to start. That's a little bit of me. Might need to start talking to her, getting to know her a little bit.
You cracking on with Chloe over there. Ching, ching, cheese.
Oh no, it's devolved into cheese. This looks bad.
I think you're leaving me.
Oh,
look,
no,
we just lifted that log together. But
I want to say if cheese is...
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell that you are blowing me off for cheese, all right? That's really going to grate on my nerves.
If you choose to break it up, Jessica left the island last week and I could use another snog. You're gonna go crack on with Chase then? Or crack Chase?
Honestly, I'm back on Shape Island. I didn't want this to happen to me. Honestly, I just wanted to come here find love. But now I'm stuck in another triangle. I can't be doing this every time. I got two girls still coming. Come on, man. Find me something.
I was really hoping that me talking about cheese would make Timberjack a little bit jealous, but it wasn't. I just think that I want to have sex with everybody. Good night.
So tell us about this crush.
Yeah.
So please. Yeah, so the crush. I apologize for being typical. I do not remember the young lady's name.
That's okay.
I was 8 years old. I mean, I don't even know if I was 8 years old. I don't know how old I was, but
when I was 8 years old, I had a crush on a guy named Joey Ferrara.
Was he in NSYNC?
Jesse Ferrara. I'm sorry. Wait, is Joey Ferrara really the guy's name?
Joey Fraternal.
Joey Fraternal.
Oh yeah.
Fraternal. Joey Fraternal, baby.
No, keep going. But you remember she was very beautiful. For an 8-year-old.
I mean, yeah, let's say that.
Yeah.
I don't remember much. I can give you the overline the overarching details.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Okay, love it.
Both of us were attending the Indian International Public School.
Amazing.
That's all I've got, really.
Okay.
It was probably hot given there was mm-hmm. Riyadh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it.
I meant
you were both like 8 years old.
Yeah. Let's
and it was steamy because we were sweaty.
I will say, both is overstating it because, you know, I have a lifetime of keeping my emotions inside. So I never express shit.
We're going to get a call on this podcast and be like, this is the crush?
Was that like a moment or was it just like, seeing her in class like a lot of times, or was there like a bam bam
bam ba, da, da,
I don't remember dun, a bam bam like I don't remember the, but I don't know
you yeah. remember bam bams
Yeah, I guess I would remember.
Yeah, you
it
would
that
remember.
Bad.
Yeah,
because if you're gonna be a bam bam, you're gonna remember.
That's true.
Like when I was 8, I told Jesse to not eat a piece of paper, and he did, and then his stomach hurt, and I said, "See, this is why we would be perfect together, because I could tell you not to do the dumb things." And that was the moment I realized I was gay.
But honestly, there is no flaw in that logic. I mean, beyond the fact that it turns out you weren't interested at all. But like, the stopping somebody from eating paper, reducing the number of gastrointestinal issues.
That's what love is all about. Yeah. That's what love is all about. Did you have like a good time at school? Were people nice and fun, or were they like bitches?
Oh yeah, yeah. I had a very cushy life. I've lived a very cushy life.
I can imagine you were kind of like the man about town. Not in like a, you're picking up like all the 8 year olds. I almost said 80 year olds. All the 8 year olds.
I'm really worried about everything that I've said so far, but please keep going.
No, I imagine like you would be like the guy that, and I think you are like this now, that like people like love to have around. They'd be like, Harsha! Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't think that's
You're
my
being humble.
No, I okay. I don't think that's my like my standard move.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
It depends on the crowd.
That's how you are in my heart.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Do you have any more Ring of Keys?
Mine is very specific, and in the moment I didn't realize what it was, but it's also musical related, and it was.
I have a guess for yours.
Tell me.
Adina related?
Oh yeah, 100%. Okay. It was when I watched Rent for the first time and I saw Idina Menzel, the first like feminine queer woman I had ever seen in my life. And I like would watch this movie like I think in high school I had counted up to 50 times. Because I watched it my junior year or sophomore year. Yeah, I watched it my sophomore year. Also I was like in Michigan because my dad had been working there and commuting like every other week back and forth, but it was the summer, so my mom and I, because my mom's a teacher, we went out. So I didn't have any friends in Michigan, so all I did was just watch Rent. And I would make my parents' friends watch it. Like if they came over, I would make them watch Take Me or Leave Me. And then like as like a 17-year-old, like I wasn't like a young kid. Like as a 17-year-old, I would be like, this is just such a great film. And this is just like such a great actor. And I remember my dad's friend who is a lesbian came over and was like, "Ooh, she's cute." And I remember being really offended by that and being like, "She's my best friend. She's not cute. I don't want to kiss her on her face. Gross. I just want to be her pal." That was mine. Now I know what yours is. Cause as I was saying it, I remembered what yours was.
What? Oh. What is it? I honestly tell me because I might be like absolutely because I have one in my head.
Because remember, you would get like really two. Defensive about Buffy because you would be like, yeah, "No, I would like, be Buffy's best friend."
Yeah, Buffy is my like tied for because I can't remember what happened first that and the Disney Channel original movie Brink, both wanted to be. Brink and just like these two fun little surfer dudes, skater dudes.
So I was like, they were skaters,
but surfer. You got Kelly vibes.
Yeah.
Brink was number one, and I think his name was Val. Val, black hair, Val. Those
Hell
two,
yeah, Val.
They were just two weird, two skater dudes. And I was like, they're fun. They seem like they're having a fun time. One worked at a pet shop. I was like, of course. And then Aww. Their best friend was this skater girl, and I was like, I want to be you, but also.
Ra-ta-ta-ta.
I would kiss
mom,
face,
dad, friends of moms and dad, and colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We now begin our featured presentation of Tick Tick Boom. I demand that you put your phones away,
okay.
Put them on silent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm on call right now, Rach.
Your patience can wait.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll
just
have to have patience.
Okay. Well, no. That's
a good joke.
No. Again,
Kathleen, that was really funny.
Wow. It's really important that if we're going to appreciate the genius of Lin-Manuel Miranda in bringing the story of Tick, Tick, Boom to life, it is really important that we just level set and have no expectations of humor going in. Okay, so we don't want any little jokes. Oh, we just want to come in with the right attitude, because this is very important. Okay, okay. So I'll just collect all the phones in a little bowl. Okay, okay, okay. I'll just collect all the phones.
Is that that's not really necessary? We've promised you.
Yeah, and I'm expecting a call from my daughter. She's at a party. I have to go pick her up in a little bit.
Okay, she can pick herself up. She's grown. She's grown. How old is she? Exactly. She's grown. She can pick herself up. That's very important. Okay. And promises.
My wallet is attached to the back of my phone. If I pass you my wallet, can you also go get me a snack? Because you're going to have my money.
Okay. As I explained, there were concessions that I was selling at a reasonable price before this business feature presentation of Tick, Tick, Boom streamed on Netflix, directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda about the musical Rent. I made that very clear at the start. And I said, are we all done? Has everyone got their concessions in order? And everyone said, yes, we promise we're done. And Nick, here we are.
You explained that really well. I'd love to hear more details.
Just that, you know, plans, yeah, but plans change.
Mm-hmm. Plans? You talk about plans, you talk about the year it took Lin-Manuel Miranda to bring this life while at the same time working on the book for Encanto.
Let's just humor her. Someone loves Lin.
Lin, love Lin. Lin is just my best friend. All Lin did was bring to life the magic of American history through hip-hop musicals. A genre previously hitherto ridiculed, and he bravely faced the critics from the height all the way down to Hamilton, and then bravely faced away the criticism from Gen Z TikTok people. And if I see one of you posting a single duet type video, I'll be furious.
I will need my phone in that case. I just need a...
Your phone.
I saw your daughter's calling.
No!
What? No. Come on now. Who do you think you are? My favorite musical theater star? Neil Patrick Harris, a.k.a. Doogie Howser?
He is now a 47-year-old man. Something he grew up, something Doogie Howser would never do. He betrayed the fundamental conceit of his core creation, and I have not been happy with him since, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're all in the right headspace to appreciate Tick, Tick, Boom. Mm-hmm.
You know, Neil Patrick Harris getting murdered in that movie was really terrible. I was watching it with my daughter.
That's not how he met his mother. What are you talking about?
I thought I was going in to see another thing about like how he met his mother. And then next thing you know, he's getting his throat cut off.
I never met my mother.
What?
Darla.
No, play the movie.
All I want is to press play and make everyone watch Tick, Tick, Boom, but I also have to react to fundamental new pieces of information that have been brought to light, and that is huge. What did you just say?
I won't concentrate on Tick, Tick, Boom now, which I know will cause a problem. You know, we've been told we have to give it our full attention, and you've just introduced this new piece of information that...
I know, and I've been busy trying to figure out what will annoy our dear friend the most, if it's making jokes or if it's saying that people are better than Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What's up with your mom?
And I have to say, as I said at the top, mom, dad, and we're associates, you are my mother, so this information is the most shocking to me.
Have you been hiring someone to play his grandma all this time?
Sal.
Okay, sorry.
That's why we have a backstage
member. Never met my mother. Where was the lie? I had a mother.
I hate when you get all quiet and sassy. Stop teasing me with this information. Please, Mom. Please, Mom.
Darla, stop licking your lips.
Mom, I hate when you do this before movies. It is bad audio. Why do you do this to me?
The sweat just dripping off your body.
Does Tick, Tick, Boom have this kind of suspense?
More even. This is a perfect preview. Please, Mom.
It has some really great cameos in it.
Oh, mm-hmm. I heard about that.
Yeah, so good.
Wait, you've seen it?
Yeah.
What? No, I mean, this was supposed to be a pure experience. Mom, your information is coming down the pike hard and I really need to know. But Dad, this is...
Oh God, she's going to sing.
Incredible, a reveal.
Oh God, she's going to sing. She's got her sing. Stop, take off the tap shoes, Darla.
She's about to sing. And if she hasn't noticed, I'm also very focused on the fact that my father has seen Tick Tick Boom already. This is getting...
Look, you don't go to bed one night. I was like, what am I going to watch? Oh, I enjoyed Rent when it came out. I'd like to know more about the guy who wrote it. Let me crank up Tick Tick Boom.
Is that mine?
Oh. Wait. She's calling twice.
Hello?
She's your cousin.
No, Lynn can't come to the phone. He's busy watching Tick Tick Boom with me.
Yes.
Hey, yo! I'm so excited. I've been in a mask this whole time. You guys never knew it was me. It was me the whole time. Wow. It was me the whole time. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't.
So what was your Ring of Keys moment?
Back to the Ring of Keys.
Shem, I think you're the last one.
sure. I don't have anything useful to add. Or like the when you described it, the first thing that came to mind was watching Aziz Ansari do stand up on a YouTube video. When I was back in London and he was describing the ports at the back of a VCR player and how we have like HDMI connectors and RCA cables and Faraday cables and connectors like that. And he's this whole routine. And I was like, that's the kind of joke I would do tell. Oh, like people have been telling me my stand-up has, I shouldn't do stand-up because I don't go, women, what's happening?
What's happening? What's happening?
Ironically, a line of material is Aziz Ansari pivoted to violently afterwards. But like, yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, I was like, wow, that's like, so cool. I can like do stuff like that. So I watched lots of Aziz Ansari videos on YouTube. And that's where I found out about the Upright Citizens Brigade because he did a show there. And that's why I moved.
This origin story is astounding.
That's how you fell in love with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It came full circle.
Shem's equivalent of getting bit by a radioactive spider was a radioactive Aziz Ansari bit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, true. I wish they rebooted Aziz Ansari.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Improv 101. Before we go ahead and get started, I just want to say thank you so much for taking a class here at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. We're going to have to go through a few rules that we don't really follow that strictly. But first, let's play a little name game. So get onto your feetsies. Let's go. Okay. All right, let's go start. Yes.
I went to Tish. And we... call it the naming gaming there, and I was just wondering if there was like a difference or why you would.
I'm so sorry that I've offended you. I would know your name, but we haven't done it yet. But here we're just gonna call it the name game, okay?
I'm here as a lawyer. I'm just really looking to build confidence and be better when I go in, you know, to a courtroom. So I just want to know legally, is this gonna have to be my name or? You know, can this be a given name?
No, I mean, it can be any name you want, but it is the name we're going to call you for the rest of class. So Okay. Just keep that in mind. And please keep it appropriate. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a quick question too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. When are we going to do the hoedown?
First, sir, I'm so sorry. I have to ask you, please remove that bottle of whiskey. It is on the list of rules.
I thought I was going to do the Irish drinking song, so I like came prepared.
Oh, no, you know what? We don't use props in improv, so you can just go ahead and set that down. We don't do the hoedown, and we don't drink whiskey in class. So if everyone's ready.
How about if I put my arms through his arms, grab the whiskey bottle, then he's not drinking it.
Yeah, then I'm not holding it.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that exercise either. I know
what
you're talking about.
That's so funny, though.
No, you know what? We're going to do what we have planned today, and you're going to be able to bring your imagination and those great ideas I know you have deep in there to every scene that we do, all right?
Okay, I just had one more question.
Yeah.
I went to Tish.
Yeah,
I just... I hate to bring this up, but I saw you in a non-union web commercial before one of my YouTube ads. I'm wondering, how do you get a gig like that?
You know, it's not as easy as you may think. We can talk about that after class.
Sorry, I've never been around anyone famous. So it's...
Yo, that's mad cool, though. Congrats on that.
No, it's good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's good. Thank you. That's what you said in the advert.
That is what I said. I did love that corn dog. All right, let's get started. So what we're going to do is we're going to say our names, and then we're going to have an adjective that alliterates right before it. So mine would be Rambunctious Rachel, and you do a little dance move with it. Does that make sense for everyone? So we're going to go around in the circle one at a time. Tish, I'm going to start over here with you,
so
okay?
My name's not Tish.
I understand that. I just don't know your name
yet. Oh, it's Tishney.
Your name is Tishney. All right, let's get your alliteration and get started.
I'm talented Tishney.
And now we all will repeat.
Talented Tishney.
Wait, can you say that again?
No, I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I'm from Tish. And then when we did improv, they said, it's yes, with an and.
You are 100% correct, Tishney.
Great, so we can say it again. Great. So talented Tishney.
Talented Tishney.
Talented Tishney.
Talented.
All right, let's go here to you next.
Yeah. My name's Steven. So I guess yeah, you can like call me like Cool Steve. I love that.
Wow, I love that energy. Yeah, I love that energy, Steve.
Thanks. Cool Steve.
Cool Steve.
Hell yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Much appreciated.
Very nice.
Love that.
Legally, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Legally, Mr. Johnson. Class, let's all do it together. Let's listen.
Legally, Mr. Johnson. If we said that, do we legally become Mr. Johnson? Or?
No.
No.
I can't have that. I'm Tom Holland. I'm here prepping for the next Spider-Man. My agent said I have to do more improv and, you know, get a little experience.
That's great. Tom, let's go ahead and get your adjective.
Yeah, I'm Tom Holland.
Bro, you ever met Wayne Brady?
Okay, let's try to keep side chat down. Okay, one of the biggest principles of improv is listening, okay? So we're going to listen to our scene partner, Tom, and we're all just going to say, Tom Holland.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I Tom, big fan.
Mate, come on.
I'm from Tish. One of the things that they teach us as the biggest proponent of improv is laughing at your friends. So, like, I just don't get the disconnect.
So here's the thing. We're going to go through it. Laughing at your friends, 100% great, Tishney. Love that you're bringing in this previous knowledge. But in this class, we're starting from ground base zero, okay? So we're going to realign.
Wait, this was ground base
zero? Legally,
I love New York. Legally, this is amazing.
No.
Whoa.
Legally, no.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, no. I'm used to teaching improv to adult children.
BT Dubs, when I signed up for my first improv class, I thought I was signing up for Whose Line.
Oh.
Depends
which country you take it in.
I was in these very United States.
Well, because I did short form in high school and college. Can you believe?
I did too.
Yeah.
I was called quote unquote witty. That was pre-drugs.
I think you're witty.
That's still pretty. You'd be still.
No, I think you're. I think you're really witty.
So much. That means the world. I haven't slept in a while.
But I didn't really know what short or long form was until I saw Grandma's Ashes.
I liked Whose Line so much when I was in school that is Teacher's Day a thing here?
Yeah, it's like not a huge thing, but it's.
And how about Children's Day?
I think it like exists on the calendar, but I've never known anyone to recognize it.
So in India, November 14th is Jawaharlal Nehru's birthday, first Prime Minister of India, big freedom fighter, and he was always, he really liked children, not before that was a creepy sentence to say. He was just a nice man who liked children. And so now November 14th was Children's Day. And I forget for which one of those days, either Teacher's Day or Children's Day, in school, I think it was Children's Day, because then we make the teachers do something to entertain the students.
Right? Oh.
And
dance for my teacher.
Basically. And I spent an entire morning coming up with premises or characters for teachers to be when they did the part. What's the party game and who's that? Party quirks.
Yes.
I gave teachers a bunch of party quirks, and then they had to come in and people had to guess what the thing was.
I love that.
That's great.
I famously, on my short form improv team, The Young and the Scriptless.
Here we go.
Here we go, baby. I invited my favorite teachers to improvise with us because I wanted to write funny characters. And the one teacher who was like really apprehensive to do it said yes. And the teacher who like this was like her thing sprained her ankle walking to the show, and our principal made her go to the doctor instead of staying and doing the show. And so then the one teacher who didn't really want to do it was stuck
on her own.
She did okay. She did a good job. She wouldn't tell anyone in her family that she was doing it, but it was really cute. So
You have time for one last scene, one quick, short, quick little scene.
Okay, one quick little scene.
That Rachel doesn't have to stop, but can.
True.
Hi, Mrs. Waverly. I was hoping that maybe you could come to. Maybe you could come to our show this evening and perform with us if you don't mind.
Me on stage? Are you really asking me to be on the stage? Me, Mrs. W. Waverly. Yes, that's right. My name is Wendy Waverly, and I was made for the stage, baby.
Oh wow! I knew you. You know, because all of us are kind of quiet. We're not really like big personalities on the stage, so. We just figured, you know, having someone with your intensity.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yep.
Yes. Je ne sais quoi.
Excuse me, miss. I was just wondering, you're kind of behind on grading my test. And you keep screaming about showbiz, but I just want my grade.
Thomas, time is money and money isn't time. And in this business, we're going to be making money, we're going to be making time, and we're going to be making grades. So when I get around to grading your papers, when I'll grade it, just count me in with a 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8.
A boom bada boom bada dee 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 dee, running it through the Scantron machine. Da ba da ba ba da ba ba ba. A ziggy ziggy za. It printed, you got a C minus.
So it's also so our I have to send all of my transcripts to my colleges before the end of the week. Mm-hmm. So if you can also do that before the show, that would be super super cool.
Before show time, what time is call? Is there a green room? Do I have time to be able to get my things that I need? My little warm ups, my little. Is this long form or is it short form improvisational theater?
We kind of do a half of each and just try and kind of keep the audience's mm-hmm. attention.
Yeah.
But so you okay. honestly, if you don't want to do all of it, you can.
Are you kidding me? Don't invite any other teachers here because I'm ready to perform.
Can you also just make sure that like you don't? I know this is a lot to ask, and I'm sorry to even say it, but could you not outshine us this time?
Yeah.
Because my grandparents are coming this time.
Here's the deal, Dahlia. Look me in my eyes.
I'll try.
Stare at them. What do you see?
My own fear.
You see sequins. You see jazz. You see everything this business is about. I can't help but overshine you if I'm a shiny star, okay? I've got a lot of milk duds around me, and what am I? I'm a nerd's rope. Yes, I'm a nerd's rope. I am chewy and crunchy and sweet and sour, and you're just a milk dud.
I cannot believe we're watching this instead of Tick Tick Boom. What is wrong with you people? Thank you so much for listening. This has been Hot Goss with Trash.
We love you and we love each other.
You know, enjoy life. Harsha,
thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
We love you being here, Harsha. Goodbye, listeners. We'll see you in the new year.
See you in 2020, my big old babies.
2022.
Oh. 2022.
Don't go back in time, Rachel. Yes. Ah!
Are you Benjamin Button?
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.